Hello and welcome to this week's podcast on children's religious education at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto. I'm Joe Chi, a member of the church's CRE committee and a teacher educator at Foothill College.
And I'm Dan Harper, Assistant Minister of Religious Education.
Hi, Dan. Recently, you and I have been talking about faith development. This week, I'd like to talk to you about what faith development means, and maybe you can tell us about what those of us who are teaching, the implications are of faith development. Can you start off by defining faith development and go from there?
Sure. When most people use the term faith development, they mean that an individual's faith goes through well-defined developmental stages as they get older. In this view, when you're at a certain age, you're going to think a certain way about religion and faith because of how old you are. There are also people who use the term faith development to refer how an individual becomes a part of a specific faith tradition over time, but that first definition is most common.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about faith development as a series of well-defined developmental stages?
Okay. Well, anyone who works with children for more than a day will agree that children do seem to have these well-defined stages in their moral and religious development. Young children are essentially pretty selfish. Older children get into a kind of quid pro quo morality. Teenagers suddenly awaken to these big religious questions, and so on. And as human beings become adults, the way we deal with morality and religion does change significantly and at times dramatically. So a guy named James Fowler wrote the best-known book on this subject. His book is titled Stages of Faith, The Psychology of Human Development and the Quest for Meaning. Fowler and his research assistants interviewed 359 people to see if they could identify different stages of faith across the lifespan. It's important to remember that of the people Fowler interviewed, over 80% of these people identified as Christian, and 97.8% of them were white, and they were all English speakers. Now, from these interviews, Fowler claimed to identify seven distinct stages of faith development, and he gave each stage of faith a descriptive name. So infants, babies, have what he calls an undifferentiated faith. Young children have intuitive projective faith. Older children have mythic literal faith. Adolescents have a synthetic conventional faith. And adulthood, according to Fowler, has three more stages of faith. There's individuative reflective faith. The next higher stage is conjunctive faith. And the highest stage is universalizing faith.
Dan, it sounds like you have some reservations about Fowler's model of faith development and stages of faith.
Yeah, I do have some reservations. And to be fair, a lot of people find Fowler to be very useful, and he's being used to develop religious education curriculum all over the place. But I'm very concerned that he based his research mostly on white Christian English speakers. And there are lots of other people out there whom I feel have done more interesting work on religious and faith development, starting with Ronald Goldman and going on from there.
Now, what do you think about the basic idea of faith development as a series of stages, that is, that people grow and develop, and the way they think about their faith and religion changes over time?
I think there's some validity in that. Kenneth Hyde, in his book Religion in Childhood and Adolescence, says, and I'm quoting here, it would seem that as yet there are not sufficient grounds for rejecting the idea of stages as a basis for the study of religious development, providing it is regarded as a performance rather than a competence theory and used with some caution.
So how could we use the idea of faith development in our Sunday school?
Well, one of our big educational goals here in the Palo Alto Church is religious literacy. And when we're doing religious literacy, it is very clear that children go through developmental stages. When I'm teaching young children about Buddhism, I feel comfortable telling them about the life of Gautama Buddha, and I feel comfortable telling them some of the Jataka tales which are based on folk tales and which were appropriated by the Buddhist tradition. But I'm not going to try to explain to a six-year-old the difference between Mahayana Buddhism and Theravada Buddhism, nor am I going to compare and contrast Pure Land Buddhism with Zen, because a six-year-old is just not going to understand in any meaningful way, and besides, they're going to get bored. Yet, if I were teaching teenagers or adults about Buddhism, I would probably skip the Jataka tales and instead do much more about the difference between Pure Land and Zen Buddhism.
What about our other big educational goals? What about our goal of preparing children to become Unitarian Universalist adults should they choose to become UUs when they grow up? Does faith development apply to this goal?
Yes, I think it does. Faith development is built right into this goal. We believe that people have the right to make an informed, rational decision about which religion they belong to. Developmentally speaking, children are not really capable of making that kind of informed, rational decision. It's only with the onset of what's called formal operations thinking at about age 14 that human beings are capable of making that kind of decision. And from my point of view, the best model to use in this area is Jean Piaget's model of cognitive and affective development.
What about our educational goal of building religious skills? Now, we want to teach our kids things like meditation, singing, public speaking, how to attend worship, leadership skills, and so on. It seems pretty obvious that we need to consider the stages of development when we're teaching these skills.
Absolutely. So, for example, I like to teach children how to meditate. I think that's a key religious skill. But I have found that I can teach a four-year-old how to do simple sitting meditation, and that four-year-old can learn the skill more quickly than an adult or an older child. But on the other hand, I'm not sure what that four-year-old is actually getting out of doing sitting meditation. And you could say the same thing about learning how to pray. I absolutely want to teach younger children simple prayers that they can memorize, and they're going to learn them pretty quickly. But what's going on inside that child's head when she is saying that prayer? Is that prayer just a soothing little poem, or is it something more? So we can teach these skills, but young children may not fully understand why they are learning the skills. We do the same sort of thing in weekday schools. So, for example, we teach first graders how to write, how to form letters, how to put together words and sentences. But I didn't really learn how to write until I was in graduate school, and at age 49, I'm still learning how to write. So you've got to keep coming back to the same skills over and over again. The real problem with many of these developmental stage theories is that they work really well for children under the age of 14, but they don't work so well for adults. Let's go back to prayer as an example. We may teach children how to pray, but when children grow up and become adults, some of them reject prayer completely. That would be me. And other people keep finding more and more depth in their prayer life. So does this mean that I am a developmentally disabled adult just because I don't pray? I'd like to think not.
Well, that brings us to our fourth and final educational goal, the goal of building community and having fun.
Well, developmental stages are mildly useful when you're building community and having fun. Certainly, preschoolers build community in different ways than adults build community. But I'd probably rely more on my knowledge of group dynamics than on religious development.
Dan, you've started to touch on the really practical aspects of religious and faith development. I'd like to talk more about this, but we're out of time for this week. Next week, we'll talk about the specific developmental characteristics of different ages and how this can be helpful to Sunday school teachers and youth advisors. That's it for this week's podcast on children's religious education at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Palo Alto. Thanks for listening. We welcome listeners' comments. Send us your thoughts and feedback by email or post a comment on our blog at paloaltocre.wordpress.com.
I'm Dan Harper, Assistant Minister of Religious Education.
And I'm Joe Chi, a member of the church's CRE committee and a teacher educator at Foothill College. Take care and be well.